Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Marshall Bloom joins us, Rocky Mountain Lab Associate Director. I've got some questions about face masks and how much we can use them. Hey, Marshall, you're on WGN in Chicago. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, John. Thanks very much. When I caught a little bit of the segment about the basketball show, and at first I thought you were talking about coronavirus research. But then when I heard Michael Jordan and a glass of scotch with the level going up and down, then it dawned on me you must have been talking about Chicago basketball.
Yes.
So it's really a pleasure to be on your show and to have the opportunity to talk to what the huge audience that I know follow you about some of the research that's been done out here in western Montana and explain some of the limitations and from that research and also some of the cool implications.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, and we have been on this show. We've been doing nuts and bolts. How do I wash my hands? How do I put on and take off a glove? Will the virus spread from me to another person? We've been doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But we've also on this show been talking a little bit about some of the research and some of the findings, and that's why you're here. Did your son go to school in Chicago, by the way?
Yeah, he did. He was an undergraduate at the University of Chicago from 1997 until 2001. Then he went from Chicago to Caltech, where he did his PhD and postdoc. And now he's at the Fred Hutchinson in Seattle, and he's actually doing some work on the coronavirus there. So he's certainly got a wonderful education there at the University of Chicago, no doubt about that.
Doesn't fall far from the tree. You know what I wanted to know, though, was something real simple. Uh-huh. How often can I use a face mask? How should I wash or clean a face mask? Can you start me there?
I certainly can. And the main thing I want to point out to your viewers, because I think this is so frequently misunderstood, when people use the term mask to refer to a lot of things, the N95 respirators, which were used in the study that you really want to have me talk about, these are not simple face masks. These are specialized devices. They look like a face mask, like a surgical mask, but they're really not. They have to be, they're originally designed for one use by one person and then to be discarded. And but with the current coronavirus pandemic, the supply of these N95 respirators became a really, really big issue. And so people began to wonder, well, you know, how many times can you wear these things and can you disinfect them? You know, can you clean them so that there's no virus remaining? But I think the thing that is really, really important to stress, because I know even here in Montana, you see folks walking around town with these N95 respirators. For them to operate properly, they have to be fit tested to a person's face. Like a person with a big beard, it ain't going to work on them because the air is going to slip in around the edges of the mask. So when we have people here using these N95 respirators, we have an occupational health person fit that mask to the person's face to make sure that it doesn't leak. And I think this is extremely important. The Centers for Disease Control and all the public health authorities are not recommending that these N95 respirators be used by the general public. And I think if I can leave your audience with one message, I think that's it. What the CDC is recommending at this point, and I suspect in Illinois with Governor Pritzker, it's pretty much the same thing. They're recommending that people wear face coverings, which could be anything from a fancy bandana to a homemade surgical mask, and I'm sure your station has covered how to make a face mask out of an old T-shirt or something. the surgical masks that people wear in hospitals, those things are also in pretty short supply, and they should really also be reserved for use by medical, you know, by people in the healthcare, by people in the healthcare industry.
I guess if the idea is
those two things are very important.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess if the idea is that I'm wearing a mask not to keep me from getting it, but for me from giving it, then any barrier is going to do a lot of that work. In other words,
that's correct. I mean, that's absolutely correct. And without getting into the real technicality of how the N95 masks work, most of the, and I, every time I say mask N95, I should be saying respirator, because they're actually a very technical device. Those things, the N95s, they filter air on the way to your face. And most of them have an escape valve for when you breathe out.
Right.
What you're breathing out goes through that valve, and that's not being filtered at all. So the N95 respirator is not really the device for someone who thinks they have or are incubating this virus to be wearing. And the CDC and others feel that for the average person walking around, that a simple face covering, like you know, one of the things you can make out of a T-shirt, is really going to be adequate for most instances, particularly since people are, you know, practicing social distancing and washing their hands, like, you know, more than most of us have washed our hands probably in the last 15 or 20 years.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding
me. So I think,
but what about this, Marshall? So if I have some sort of face covering, a bandana, or maybe just a cheap, a cheap but surgical-looking cottony mask. How often would you say I can wear that before I throw it away or run it through the washing machine?
You know, that's a really good question, and I can't give you a hard and fast answer for that. For specifics on that, you know, you have Cook County has an absolutely amazing Department of Public Health, and I know that the State Health Department under Governor Pritzker is also extremely good. That specific kind of question should really be addressed to them. I know that after I've worn the one I have a few times, what I'll do is I'll come into the house, I'll take it off without touching the front part of it, and I'll drop it into a bathroom sink in which I have hot water and you know, a little bit of soap. Drop it in there, let it sit in that soapy water for that hot soapy water for a few minutes, and then wash it, rinse it out, and hang it up. But you know, that's just what I'm doing. That's not necessarily the dogma which the public health departments in, you know, around your listening area might specifically recommend.
Well, one thing you're doing, though, is taking away some of my anxiety about having a mask that's good enough. My wife and I have one that has a little metal nose piece that I can use to sort of conform around my nose and face better, but it's not an N95. And then Brenda favors ones that looks like surgical masks, but they're not too they're less sophisticated. And then we, of course, have just cotton fabric that we can pull over our faces. And if all of those are generally going to accomplish the same thing, I think that's very helpful to know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, one of the things about some of the ones that you have, which kind of fit across, you know, where you can sort of fit it to your over the bridge of your nose, I think that's a very good feature. It makes them a lot easier to wear, and you can keep from fogging up your glasses when you know, when you're wearing the thing. I got a couple of things from one of our local fly fishing shops here, which looks like a bandana, and it had a seam on it, and the seam, I couldn't fit the seam around my nose, so what I did is I punched a little hole and then stuck a pipe cleaner in there, and then I can use that pipe cleaner to sort of fit it over the top of my nose, accomplishing exactly what you're talking about.
I have so much more respect for doctors and nurses, EMTs, first responders who wear face masks for their job all day long, and maybe you've seen, we all have perhaps the video or pictures of people who do that, and they have scars, some of them. It looks like blood has surfaced and now is hardened as a scab along maybe their cheekbones or their nose just from wearing these things all day long. When I go shopping with a mask on, my glasses are getting fogged up and moving around, and it's really uncomfortable. For those of you that are living that way in stressful and hot situations, hats off to you, because we never thought about that, and wow, is that difficult.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I think the point that you're making is extremely good. These, you know, it's anytime there's a major outbreak of infectious disease, the one group that disproportionately gets impacted by it are the people, are the healthcare workers in the emergency departments, in the clinics, and you know, and in the hospitals. And given the shortage of the N95 respirators and the surgical masks, if we want to help those folks, one thing that we can all really do is to make sure that we are not co-opting valuable personal protective equipment that they need.
I got to go, Marshall Bloom, Rocky Mountain Lab Associate Director out in Montana, whose son went to the UFC. And I was wondering, though, you work for Dr. Fauci, is that correct?
I sure do. The most respected guy in the United States, as far as I know.
Yeah, although some people want to throw him under the bus because they don't like the medicine he's given.
I've known him since the mid-1970s. That guy has, more integrity. He's worked with every president since Ronald Reagan on pandemics. He makes the point that every president that he's worked with has had to face a major pandemic. And about a year ago, he was wondering what sort of pandemic President Trump was going to have to face. And boy, did he make the call on that, because this is probably the mother of all the pandemics that any of us are going to see in our lifetimes. So he's a wonderful guy, and the people that work for him and know him have nothing but the highest respect for him. Thanks for that comment.
Marshall Bloom, Rocky Mountain Lab Associate Director. Thanks, Marshall. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.